that the motions were appropriate for the music. And they spotted these things just in seeing once or twice, you see. And
did they know Maestro's enormous preeminence in his...
Only through records.
Through records. Yes. They knew what he stood for.
This is a legend, and they've been able to hear from records what he accomplished, but now they began to see how he accomplished it, and this is the exciting part of these films.
Well, Norman, I'm sure you see possibilities.
Well, I began to think after this, if youngsters who are just seeing this for the first time can do that, what possibilities might be open up if we could, in recreating a performance with professionals, for instance. It's something to think about.
Maestro and his music lives again.
Yes.
Well, the project you have is certainly unique and has tremendous potential. Now, just to get back to the formal work you're doing, this is a PhD or a candidate for a degree. I see here you have a draft, an outline, an analysis of the conducting technique of Arturo Toscanini as demonstrated in motion picture and kinescope films. Will you prove in your thesis that there are specific motions and indicate them, make pictures of them?
What I will do would be analyze the motions by means of what we call the stopped frame technique, projecting the motions frame by frame and making schematic diagrams. I've already experimented to this to the extent that I know that these will comprise a unified technique. He solves the same problems in the same way in various pieces. These things are
basic,
and they are consistent throughout the series.
How about the left hand?
Oh, left hand.
The motion hand.
There's all kinds of marvelous directions given with that.
Was there consistency there, too? Were there specifics that Maestro used? Does your analysis show?
Yes. Well, of course, the analysis is just starting now. I'll have a full report some other time, I suppose.
When the PhD degree is granted.
This is going to take a little doing, take a little time.
What other activities have you had in connection with this?
Well, I'm very much interested in these films and in showing them to people wherever I happen to travel. My business takes me around the country. And
your music business,
conducting. Yes.
Where have you shown them, outside the country?
In recent months, I've shown them in Miami, Florida, and Houston, Texas, and more recently in Sydney, Australia.
I see.
Where they were a revelation. They had never seen Maestro down there at all, I guess.
They hadn't had
and
TV
of course this was shown for a generation of people who had very little contact with him except through records, you see.
Mostly students are you showing this to, or professional musicians too?
Both, but mostly students. My interest is educational, and I want to... I think so much of these films and of Maestro and what he can give to young students and young conductors that I just carry them the films with me wherever I go and show them to as many young people as I can.
You say conductors, but would this also mean that it would be of tremendous value to musicians, to orchestral men?
Oh, certainly, because...
How to be conducted, too.
How to be conducted, and what a conductor really looks like, one who is really involved with the music, you see.
Come back to that word involvement.
Yes. This is what motivates all his actions, I think.
To sum up, Norman, you just said that the reason that you're impelled to this is your admiration for Maestro and the special quality of involvement?
Involvement, and also the fact that this is a unique technique and one which is second to none in ability to project one's own feeling about the music to your players.
We may someday have a full professional orchestra under the technique you suggested, dramatically playing with the Maestro's image on the screen.
This is possible.
Thank you, Norman. We've been talking with conductor-composer Norman Layden, himself a part of the Toscanini legend in a most unusual way. Our program will resume following a 10-second pause for station identification. You are listening to Toscanini, the man behind the legend. We continue our concert to bring you music which Maestro recorded with the NBC Symphony Orchestra on November 10th, 1952. The Symphony No. 8 in F Major by Ludwig van Beethoven.